Atos' position is very clear. Eskom has every right to recover the billions owed to it, but paying residents and businesses in Johannesburg must not be punished for the city's failure to manage public money properly. Residents have already paid for electricity through their municipal accounts, and if the city has failed to pass this money on to Eskom, then the problem lies with the city's management, and that's where the buck must stop. Cutting and reducing supply of paying households and businesses and schools and clinics would be unfair and economically damaging, especially in these times. And Eskom should instead focus on intercepting the electricity revenue stream directly or implementing a split payment mechanism where Eskom receives its portion before the balance goes to the municipality, where it goes into the pot and gets used elsewhere. This crisis is not only about debt, it is really about governance failure. It's about weak revenue controls and poor financial discipline, and the failure to ring-fence money collected for essential services such as electricity. NERSA must also step up. It cannot keep approving tariff increases while municipalities, such as the City of Johannesburg, fail to firstly ring-fence these funds and ensuring that the electricity is supplied properly, but also they collect on behalf of Eskom and they must pay that over. That's part of the license agreement. So if the city cannot adhere to it, then the regulator needs to step in. And residents cannot keep paying more while the system becomes less reliable. The money collected for electricity must be used for electricity. Accountability must start there. We hope that the contempt of court will be executed and those authorities who are responsible will be held to account.